systems are offline.
Number one for today's hits and all-time favorites.
24 hours of non-stop anthems.
You happy?
What's up, what's up, what's up? Yo, this is your boy, Fearless Singer, right here on What's the Topic? Yes, with your boy.
The Muscles from Brussels.
Yeah, the one and only. He's here doing this. Yeah, it's another week, you know, with the Muscles from Brussels. Yeah, we're going to be doing the most today. As you saw, the topic itself, we're going to be, it's been a internet, you know. Every episode that's coming out, it's all about the internet.
The internet, technology, something futuristic.
We're in the future, let's put it that way. We're in the future. Yes, and today we're going to be looking at internet revolution, you know. We're going to be diving into the internet era. Yeah, the age, you know, the internet age and everything. So, yeah, we're going to be doing the most right there. But you know how we do it, right? You're on us the topic. Before we even get into the hot stuff, the juicy stuff, we give you another hot gem. Yes, and the first track that we're going to give you is by Reactive, and the title of the song is Passion.
Oh,
Hey, what's going on? This is Adam Gilley, and you are listening to Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
Yeah, I hope you enjoy that. Yeah, right there, passion. Yeah,
got some passion right there. Of course, we're all about passion right here.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And yeah, we're going to be diving into the topic itself, you know, taking a look at the internet revolution right there, man. Okay, so I'm just going to touch on, you know, a bit of the history and everything and how the internet came into being. Mm-hmm. And then Mr. Sean's going to, yeah, dive into another area right there.
Yeah.
But yeah, something that I saw was, you know, when you look at the whole internet, so going back to 1993, so the gap in between 1993 and 1995, that's actually when the internet came into existence. And then you had your web developers, you know, obviously we know them today as web developers.
Yeah.
And back then we had 1% of the population who decided, you know what, let's try out this and see how it goes. And then bam, they developed a website, and then they started now working on the whole internet, you know, the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
And it silently came into existence. And back then, one thing that I saw is, if you are living in that time and you could develop a homepage, you know, obviously, myself, I can develop. And yeah, like, so
you could actually develop your own page.
Yeah, yeah. I have my own website that I built, and yeah, you know, it has all those multiple stuff in there. But I loved how, you know, the process of making a page.
Yeah.
You know, you start off with, obviously, the number one thing that every developer, when they start developing, they start with his hello world, you know, on the page and everything. But the fact that there's a process that it takes to create this page. So, like, yeah, it's actually fun to see how you do things in the background and then you see it on the whole homepage. Web platform, whatever, you know, using Chrome or Firefox and all those stuff. And one thing that I did see was, back then in your 1993-1995, if you could make a homepage,
was something out of this
world. And you're like in grade 8 or grade 9, hey man, you can drop out of school, you'll be paid millions just to create a homepage.
Yeah, even
never
even,
mind
yeah.
the second page, a homepage.
Yeah. Even Elon Musk, I mean, started programming while we were still young.
Yeah.
I think it was about, maybe 9.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's something that happens, you know, obviously with your, you know, when you grow up in a family where, you know, your parents and the people that are basically in the family have a mindset of an entrepreneur. So yeah, basically what they do is they get that mindset into their kids, so that as they're growing up, you know, they don't have this mindset where they're not doing things, but they actually know that, okay, I gotta make sure that things are happening. That's actually the mindset that they put in their kids, hence why you have your people like Elon Musk, you know, who started doing things at a young age. You have all these different people who actually started making things happen at a young age.
Because, I mean, if you look at Elon Musk, I mean, he started with coding.
Yeah.
Then it was Tesla. After Tesla, it was the space thing. Now
SpaceX,
all
the
stuff.
Yeah, which is something that should be happening, I believe, with, you know, most of your homes. But also, at the same time, we have backgrounds that, they're really not, I would say, better off. You know, in terms of like wealth, you know, stuff like that, education wise. So you have all of these challenges and all those stuff, which is also another thing that I saw, you know, when you go back to history, your internet generation, when you look at the whole internet revolution, before internet came into being, it was limited for you to, one example, attend Harvard University.
Yeah.
If you're in Africa and you want to be part of Harvard University, you need to go passport, get those things sorted out, get on a plane, go to USA, then you can attend Harvard University. But now you can be in your house at home, in your room, and yet you are at Harvard.
That's
Harvard
the amazing
University.
Thing about the internet. Yeah, I mean,
that's
like,
literally what's happening now.
Yeah, yeah.
And internet back then, didn't exist, and then you had your whole 1993 situation where couple 1% of the population, they started playing around with your whole, you know, web development. Then they got it right. But now what started happening as time went on is it wasn't just 1% that knew now how to develop.
Yeah.
The other population was also now learning. How do you develop this? How do you get that? And then now they started knowing how to do the thing. Now it was a situation of, okay, these guys know how to do it, but now let's not just accept the information that's given to us. Now let's build a platform where we all put information on there.
Yeah.
That's literally what they started doing. And then now we got your whole World Wide Web, you know, Google, Wikipedia, all those stuff, collection, you know, it's a collection of different information sources and all those stuff. You have your reporters, journalists, all those guys. They put things on there. So that's actually how the internet came into being. And interesting situation, right?
You know, the thing that doesn't, like, cease to amaze me about the internet is, like, countries, like, if you're searching for information, for example, in America, you literally connected by a cable.
Yeah.
So, like, that's just mind-blowing. And you can imagine, like, there's, like, maybe a million people searching something. Like, a million people searching something. Like, here in South Africa, and there's a million people in America searching something.
Yeah.
And they're literally connected by one cable.
Yeah.
You know, I remember, like, I actually went to the internet and, like, searched, how does the internet work? And I ended up being more confused, like, hey, the thing, I know.
Yeah, what's interesting is, obviously for us here in RSA, being South Africa, because if I say SA, most people will think USA. That's why I put the R there, because we both have SA, but we need to specify which one.
Which one?
So, when you look at us here in South Africa, we actually receive our internet from America.
Yeah.
But the way it gets here, it's interesting, because there's cables in the ocean.
Exactly.
From America up to here.
And, like, mostly companies, like, handling the way information is distributed.
Yeah.
These American companies, like AT&T, Google,
I
think there's four companies,
I think your biggest companies, which I'm going to actually jump on to, you know, asking you what do you think about the whole situation. Your two biggest companies that control most of your information is Facebook and Google.
Yeah.
Those are actually your two biggest companies that actually control your information. I mean, your pictures and all the stuff. In fact, if we had to be honest, they're actually the ones that own
exactly
the stuff you put there.
You know, the thing is, I think the reason why Google and Instagram and social medias are so successful is humans, you know, by nature are social creatures.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, bringing in something like Instagram, you know, like, it's just bound to be successful. I mean, if you look at, for example, like, when you post a picture on Instagram, you know, and somebody likes it, you know, it actually, what happens to your body is it releases dopamine, you know, which is the same chemical, you know, responsible when you, like, buying a new car, you get excited or having sex.
Yeah.
So, I think that's one of the reasons why social media is so addictive. These guys know what they're doing.
Yeah. No, look, the question that I wanted to ask, you know, like, from your side, what do you think, like, the negative impact of the internet revolution?
I just think that, for example, now, me being as a kid, like, I come from, I don't know whether to call the place a suburb or a rural place, but, like, what we have is mostly is a bush. You know, we have a lot of bush there. So I remember, like, being a kid, we used to go out, you know, like hunt bunnies, hunt birds, things like that. We always like kept busy. What I see with the kids nowadays is let's just stay home, play games, you know, social media. So it made people lazy in a way.
I agree, but
which is a good thing and a bad thing at the same time, because with kids, you know, it keeps them occupied. You know, they stay away from bad company. You know, So it's not that bad, but it has its bad sides and its good sides.
No, I hear you. I hear you. I do agree, because also myself, I do have the same, you know, perspective in terms of looking at how we were before internet, you know, we used to play outside. I mean, I used to get threatened to sleep at my friend's house. Like, you're coming home late, okay, you'll take your stuff, you'll go sleep at your friend's house.
Yeah, you're
playing soccer, okay, go.
You know, like,
that's literally the type of life that I had. And then internet comes in, now you're stuck in your room. Console, you know, stuff
exactly.
like that. So, you do get situations like that. But I also think there is a positive effect of it. Mm. I mean, I was going to dive into your whole Web 2 and Web 3. You know, this whole... Now they're busy working on Web 3, you know, your whole blockchain situation, your crypto, you know, that whole Polygon network and all the stuff.
Yeah.
That's literally what I was going to jump in. But obviously, because of time, I'm not able to do that.
Yeah.
So we can do that. Next week, can jump into your whole Web 3. I mean, yeah, we can make a part two of the whole internet revolution and actually do the most. Yeah. So we can actually do that. Because there's a lot of things involved in this topic.
I don't know whether you heard about this, but like Elon Musk is creating cyborgs. The guy is creating, okay, they're not necessarily cyborgs, but the guy is creating chips which are implanted to your brain and they're connected via Bluetooth to your phone, so whatever you're thinking of is actually stored in your phone.
There's a lot involved in that. That's why we're gonna have part two of this whole internet revolution. And then we're going to put everything down on a plate and dissect it.
Exactly.
But yeah, you know, unfortunately, from what's the topic, we have to love you and leave you. Okay. Yeah, it's that time, the sad time. And yeah, if it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good afternoon, good afternoon. If it's good evening, good evening. And if it's good night, good night. Now you can go and sleep because you've listened to Sean and Nash.
From Brussels.
Yeah.
And the Fearless Eagle.
Yeah, right here on What's the Topic, Active FM. And yeah, we do hope that you share the shows out there. Make sure that you share the shows out there. And yeah, from ourselves, we're gonna love you and leave you with the last jam by Limo Blaze. Enjoy this track, it's on fire. And yeah, we'll see you next week, same time, same place.
Active FM radio has never been better.
You're so amazing. You're so amazing. don't know nobody else.